Now we can go on to some news. In this particular news slot, we have quite a number of nature-related items. Sighting of the rare bittern, a farmland bird count, seal pup numbers are down, and a proposal to grow rice in the ocean. Let's start, however, with some protection for the River Green in Thorpe. Trees lining an island on the outskirts of Norwich could get extra protection measures despite the landowner objecting. The Broads Authority set to grant an order for the woodland on Thorpe Island, a small section of land in Thorpe St Andrew on the River Yare to the east of the city. It believes the collection of willow, ash, alder and silver birch trees have great amenity value and sit opposite the River Green, close to Whitlington Country Park. The tree protection order was triggered after the owner of the island applied to carry out work on 12 trees on the site and a temporary order was put in place. The Broads Authority has since decided to make it permanent, but the owner of the site objected, claiming it is unnecessary as the trees are already under protection due to being in a conservation area and that they are in the process of creating a woodland management plan. However, the Broads Authority say the extra protection measures will ensure the woodland is managed correctly. Members will vote on the application on the 10th of January.
A rare bird renowned for its camouflage has been spotted on the Norfolk Broads. Kath Butley, who keeps a boat in Horning, was travelling down the river from Howe Hill with her partner Andrew to celebrate the new year when she spotted the dark markings of a bittern amongst the golden reeds. Bitterns are a species of heron and are renowned for their camouflaged plumage and secretive nature. They're often found hiding within dense reed beds, which makes them notoriously very difficult to see. It is estimated that as recently as 25 years ago, there were only 20 breeding pairs found on the Norfolk Broads. Robert Morgan, NWT Reserves Officer for the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, said, "The UK breeding population is estimated at 220 pairs, and around half of these are found in Norfolk's reed beds. If you're lucky, you might spot one this winter feeding along dike edges and around shallow pools on sites including NWT Hickling Broad and NWT Clye and Salthouse Marshes."
Norfolk farmers and land managers will hope to continue their table-topping contribution when a national farmland bird census returns in 2025. The Big Farmland Bird Count, organised by the Game and Wildlife Conservation Trust, will run from February the 7th to the 23rd. As well as providing a valuable snapshot of the bird population on UK farms, the count aims to raise awareness of the important role that farmers and other land managers play in the conservation of farmland birds and illustrate which species are in most serious need of help. In 2025, organisers hope to encourage more young people to take part. So, farmers, rangers and gamekeepers have been urged to recruit help from their children, grandchildren, younger friends and family. To help younger bird spotters get involved, some easy-to-use guides and count sheets have also been made available on the Big Farmland Bird Count website.
The number of seal pups being born on an important breeding ground on the Norfolk coast has fallen. The Friends of Horsey Seals group counted 3,246 grey seal pups along Horsey Beach in the 2024-25 season. which is 370 less pups than the 2023-24 count. Experts believe that pregnant seals may be avoiding that stretch of coast because it is too crowded and they're giving birth elsewhere. There's a small colony started up at Orford Ness on the Suffolk coast, and the seals could have moved out to Scroby Sands, the sandbanks off the coast of Great Yarmouth. If Scroby Sands is above the water, they may be out there in perfect peace and quiet, an ideal place for them. The pupping season generally starts at the beginning of November, but finishes by the end of January, with the majority of births happening from mid-November to mid-December.
A Norwich-based company is on a mission to end world hunger by growing rice on the surface of the ocean. Alora aims to create the world's first ocean agriculture system, using revolutionary technology to increase yields without the use of fresh water, chemical pesticides or large areas of land. It is being developed by Luke Young and Rory Hornby, both 29, who co-founded the firm after meeting while studying for science degrees at Durham University. They now run the company from Norwich Research Park. Together, they have found a way to genetically engineer rice crops to make them hyper-salt tolerant, allowing rice to be grown in the ocean. Not only are we producing an agricultural system that is free from fresh water, fertilisers and pesticides, but it's also carbon negative. That way, it is truly resistant to climate change and a sustainable system for how we produce our food.
Fresh plans have been lodged for a large battery complex to be built on farmland to store solar and wind-generated electricity. The proposals for agricultural land near Swainsthorpe, south of Norwich, are just a stone's throw from similar schemes which sparked concerns about safety. The latest plans for batteries and a substation on 9 acres of land at Hall Farm, off Hickling Lane, have been lodged with South Norfolk Council by Innova Renewables Developments. The company says the 400 megawatts energy storage system, including 170 energy storage batteries up to 3 metres tall, is needed to store energy at the Norwich main substation. Once connected, Hall Farm energy storage system could store enough energy to meet the power demands of around 910,129 homes, powered continuously for a 2-hour period. A decision will be made by South Norfolk Council in due course. The development comes as councillors have criticised plans for solar farms on agricultural land after a string of applications for such projects.
Hundreds more homes are coming as part of the third phase of a massive housing development just outside the city. Developer Persimmon Homes is preparing to start work on more than 200 new builds along Harness Maker Way in Heatherset. The phase will include a mixture of 1, 2 and 3-bedroom homes, with affordable housing parcels also coming as part of the project. The first two phases of the new development, which will total 1,196 houses when complete, have already been carried out by Persimmon and Taylor Wimpey on the east side of the site. The third phase was approved earlier in the year, but work has not yet begun because the relevant landscaping and traffic management plans must be put forward. This is to ensure that the heavy machinery needed for construction does not damage the road network in the area or the environment.
Right, now for our second feature, Emma Brennan looks back at winters past, when it actually used to snow, kids had fun outdoors and the world carried on. Her article is read by Ian Robertson.